Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Hey,
I feel good, I know it.
Come on. On the inside, we'll show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life, today it won't be denied. Down in blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside will show up.
Savior Jesus Christ, for he is worthy, worthy, worthy. How are you this morning?
Hallelujah.
Are you excited about the day that God has made just for you? A new day that God has made just for each and every one of us? I am excited, just like the songwriter Fred Hammond. I feel good. I feel good This is a good day for me. I don't know about you. I don't even know about my enemies. You might have already planned for me to have a bad day, but I am declaring today that I feel good, and this is a good day. There's nothing that you have in your bag of tricks today that's going to be able to stop me, that's going to be able to block me. This is a day that God has designed just for me, a good day, a day for blessings. Somebody's got to speak this over their life right now. This is a day of blessings for me. This is a day of favor for me. This is a day for all kinds of wonderful, awesome miracles from God. God has designed this to be a good day for me, and I'm not going to let anything and anyone stop me from receiving everything that God has for me today. Does anybody have that in their spirit today? That you have a, I'm not going to let anything stop me. I'm not going to be blocked. I'm not going to be interfered with today. This is a day that I know that God has designed just for me. My haters are going to have to step to the side today. I am declaring that I am about to have a breakthrough today like none other. Everything that I have been praying for, I can see trickling down right now from heaven just for me. This is my day. I declare this is my day. Somebody better say it to themselves. Because you continue to listen to the enemy speaking into the atmosphere for yourself today. This is my day, baby. This is my day. This is my day. This is my day. Matter of fact, I'm going to claim the whole month. This is my month. I'm just going to be blessed all through this month. Nothing is going to stop me this month. This is my month, baby. You better wake up and smell the roses today. Somebody needs to understand this is my month. Oh, I'm going to see some exciting things this month. God is going to do some miraculous things for me this month. February 2015, this is my month. Hallelujah. Declare to everybody you know. Say, baby, you're going to have to keep your eyes fixed on me because this is my month. This is my month. I've already been told that by my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is my month. Everything I've been praying for, everything that I've been hoping for, all of those things that's been in my spirit, they're about to manifest themselves this month, this month, this month. See, you're not going to be able to stop me, enemy. You're not going to be able to stop me, hater. You're not going to be able to stop me, naysayer. This is my month. I am declaring it by the power and authority of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You cannot stop the blessings. You cannot block the blessings. They're for me, they're for me, they're for me, they're for me. And I'm excited about receiving them. I have already spoken. See, what you speak out of your mouth, what comes out of your mouth is in your heart. So if it's not in your heart, hallelujah, it's not going to come out of your mouth. You've got to believe God. You've got to believe that he is God, and he is a God of his promises. He loves you so much. You're so special to you. He's just ready to bless you. He's just looking at your faith. Does she really believe? Does he really believe that I can do it for him? Do he really believe I can heal him right now? Does she really believe I can make a way out of no way? Does she really believe I can handle her enemy? Does she really believe I can turn a situation around with her children? I dare you to believe right now. Somebody is not receiving because you don't believe. Let's fix your mind right now. I'm going to fix your mind this morning. You better say it. You can't stop me. You can't block me. I know you think you can because you think you have power. I know you're my boss. I know you're my spouse. I know you're my associate. I know you're my business partner. You think you can stop me. You think you can block me. Well, today I serve you notice. I know a man. His name is Jesus. He wanted me to give you this message. You can't stop me. You can't block me. Everything that God has for me is for me. Glory to God.
Lord.
Somebody better understand that this is your month. Ooh, I would not let this day pass but not letting the atmosphere know. Baby, I know it's mine. This is my month. Oh, my God. God is about to bless me. He's about to turn heads. Ooh, he's about to scratch heads. He's going to make people be in amazement of the blessings. Somebody's going to be healed just because of your faith. I know what the doctors have said. My God, I'm speaking it into the atmosphere for my mother-in-law. I know what the doctors have said. But I know a man named Jesus, my Savior, my all in all, my Prince of Peace, my Creator. Oh, my God, I believe that he is a healer. Oh, yes, he is. I believe that he can change doctors' reports. Somebody else better believe it with me. Don't believe everything you see. Your eyes cannot see what God can do. Oh, God. God can do anything. Don't look at what you... Right now, somebody needs to stop looking at your situation. Your situation looks bad. It looks really bad. All you received is negative news. Everything's been negative. But, baby, today, the Spirit of the Lord has sent me to remind you that don't look at what you see. Well, you better fix your eyes on Jesus, because Jesus can change the way things look. Jesus can turn your look around. It might look bad today, but this is your month. This is your month. Remember, this is your month. This is your month of miracles. This is your month of breakthrough. Somebody's going to get a breakthrough this month. You've been praying for a long time about that thing. If nothing has changed, I dare you to believe and declare that February 2015 is your month. You're about to break through. You're about to break out of that thing. You're about to move to the next level in your life. No more suffering. Hallelujah. Things have been, you've been taken advantage of. Or you've been mistreated. I see it in the atmosphere. Oh, but this is the month that God is going to put your foot on all of those haters and all of those who have misused you and abused you and lied to you. They were always supposed to be there for you, but they never came through. Oh, but you know why? Because Jesus wants you to understand that you don't depend on man. You fix your eyes on him, and he will always come through. Now, I have any witnesses. Why you sit around and wait on people? You better sit around and put your eyes on Jesus, because Jesus will come through. He will always come through. He will always be on time. He does not have stipulations with his blessings. Oh, if you do this, we always talk about that. You that's why you're so unhappy, because you're getting those blessings that you feel are blessings with stipulations. Oh, my God, they have clauses. Oh, they have clauses. They have contracts. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, some of you have friend contracts. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, I'll be your friend. Oh, but we don't have a contract. Oh, you've got to do this, and you've got to do that. You cannot talk to so-and-so. You cannot hang with so-and-so. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, you better pass the contract today. Take it and burn it up today. So, you know, the Spirit of the Lord has shown me that I've been out of line. I have written and believed and walked into a contract with you. Oh, my God, I'm going to break it today. Jesus has allowed me to break it with you today and not pick it up again. I'm going to stay in contract with Jesus. I'm going to stay hooked up with Jesus, because I looked over the contracts. I didn't need a lawyer. Jesus showed me that I didn't even need an attorney to look over your contract. I looked over the contract. I reviewed the contract, and I saw so many clauses and stipulations, but then I compared it to Jesus' contract. Oh, when I looked over Jesus' contract, all he said to me over and over is that I'm there for you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, I am your strength. I am your joy. I'm always with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, when I start to read his contract, my soul got happy. I realized that I've been used, hoodwinked, bamboozled with your contract. So now today, I'm breaking your contract. I'm tearing it up. I'm burning it up. And I'm just going to hang on. I'm going to keep in my bosom the contract from Jesus. Oh, my God. His holy word. I can read it over and over and over. His contract is long. It's big. It has 66 books in his chapter. Oh, in his contract. But, baby, ooh, it's a good contract. You know, it's the best contract I've ever read. Such a soothing contract. Oh, when I read it, I just feel so good. Every time I'm down, when I read his contract, I just feel so much better. Hallelujah. Some of you need to understand that this is your month. I keep wrong. I want to remind you that this is your month. You are about to change. People are going to see a change in you this month like never before. They've been trying to stop you. They've been trying to block you. But today you're going to kick out. You're going to push out this month. Oh, my God. You're going to move out this month. You're going to show them that they can't stop you. They can't block you. They're going to have to take the handcuffs off of you. They're going to have to take the muzzle off of your mouth. Hallelujah. They're going to have to get out of your way, baby, because you've got a lot to say, a lot to do. As the cliche says, you've got places to go and people to see. Hallelujah. You don't have time to be held back now. You come too far now to be held back, to stop it. Oh, my God. I wouldn't let any demon in hell have the audacity to feel that they could stop me or block me. Baby, we're talking about it this week. We want you to know, Satan, you can't stop us. You can't block us. Everything that God has for us is for us. And we the wrong we know it. Oh, because we believe, oh, God, we believe the word of the Lord. We read his contract. His contract reminds me when I flipped over to my contract and I looked at Isaiah 54 and 17. It reminded me that no weapon, whoo, Jesus, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. That's what my God's contract said. This is the heritage of the servants, that's me, of the Lord. Righteousness is from him, says the Lord. Oh, what a word in the contract. That reassures you at this time. This time that everybody, everything that has tried to stop you and block you is reminding you that it won't work. It's not going to work no more. That's not working, baby. God's got a new thing that he's about to do with you. So the old tricks won't work. It won't stop you and it won't block you. Hallelujah. I'm just excited about what the Lord is going to do. And then if that wasn't enough, y'all ready to look further in the contract. It took me over to Psalms 44 and 5. They reminded me that though you will be pushed down, though you will be pushed down, our enemies through your name will be trampled. Oh, my God. Those who rise up against us. So that means when you rise up against me, baby, you will be trampled on. Hallelujah. And the good news is I don't have to do nothing. Hallelujah. I don't have to do anything. You can't stop me. When you try to block me, you're going to be trampled on. For if you trust, for I will not trust in the bows, and I'm not going to trust in swords to save me. But you have saved us from our enemies. This is what you need to understand. God has already saved you from your enemies.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Do you understand that you've already been saved from your enemies? They can't do anything to you that God doesn't allow. That means anything,
Lord,
that they think that they're stupid enough to think that they're doing to you, you just need to let them know, baby, you got me right there because God allowed that. Because it's all about me. What he's using you to do to me is going to strengthen me, baby.
people.
To better me? Oh, my God. Oh, that's a word to somebody. You need to let I say that's a word to somebody. You need to let your enemies know that maybe you've been used. Oh, you've been used. Oh, to bless me. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. When people do you wrong, they need to understand. You're just being used to bless me. Because when you do me wrong, I say you're being used. Oh, because when you do me wrong, and you know you do me wrong, I know, Jesus help me, I know that God's going to use me to later on have to bless you. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And then when I come, the one you know you've used, the one you know you abused, you will know that I'm sent by God, because you will understand that truly I really shouldn't want to do anything for you because of how you treated me. Oh, but because I'm wrapped up in the love of Jesus,
yes,
I
Lord.
Can assist my enemy. Oh, Jesus, help me, somebody. I can assist my enemy. Oh, my God, because of who God has made me to be and how I love him. But it's all about me, because Jesus wants you to understand that whatever you do to me, it won't work. Hallelujah. I'm still going to serve him. I'm still going to praise him. I'm still going to let the world know that I love him. God has already protected me from anything that you try to do. Oh, God.
Yes,
hallelujah. And then God even reminds me, when you tell you, somebody better listen, when people tell you you're not going to be nothing, you never can do nothing, hallelujah, then I'm reminded in Daniel, in chapter 11, verse 32, when it says, but the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Woo! Okay, hallelujah. That reminds me that being that I know God and I love him, there's nothing that's limitless for me. I cannot be limited. I can do great things. Hallelujah, through God who will strengthen and direct and guide me. So when you tell me I can't do anything, I can go back to Daniel and say, well, that's a lie. That's not what the word of God says. That's not what my contract with Jesus says. Oh, my God. Ooh, and when you tell me I'm weak, hallelujah, that I'm just a little weakling, I can go back to Daniel again, and it reminds me that I'm strong. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Some of you already know you're strong. You act like you don't know it. You know the things you've been through in your life. Many people you know couldn't have been through it. They couldn't have taken it. They would be out of their mind right now. Oh, but you're still standing. You're still walking. You're still talking. You're still praising God. Oh, you're strong. You know why? Oh, my God, because you're hooked up with Jesus. Jesus is your strength. You're not doing it on your own. It's all about Jesus. You know what you've been through. You know what people have done to you. You know how you've been treated. You know how you've been disappointed. But you're still in your right mind. Oh, that's right there. That's enough for you to tell him. You should stop right there. You should look footnote right there. Say, you know what? You can't block me. I'm still in my right mind. I know you're trying to drive me out. You're trying to make me insane. You're trying to make me give up. You're trying to make me throw in a towel. Oh, but I'm still here. You can't stop me. Oh, God. Some of you have jobs. Some of you have homes. Some of you have cars. Some of you have businesses that you know you don't deserve. You're not qualified for it. You didn't do anything for it. Oh, but you need to stop with this. Oh, my God. You can't stop me. You can't block me, because you told me I would never get this. You told me I would never live here. You told me that I would never work here. Oh, God, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, but you're there. You're there. You know why? Because they couldn't stop you. They couldn't block you. Jesus ordained it, and that was enough. Anything that God ordains, that's it, baby. It's going to come to pass.
Yes,
nothing nobody can do that can stop it.
Yes,
so
Lord.
This month, this month, hallelujah, this day, I want you to walk, oh my God, walk in it this month. Let the enemy know every word. the spirit of fear. You got to look that demon in the eye and say, you can't stop me, and you won't block me. I'm going to go on through this light in the name of Jesus. No trick you try to stop and pull up in your sleeve today is going to work. Yeah. You better move on down to the next vehicle. This one is covered by the blood of Jesus. I say this one is covered. Don't you see the red flowing, baby? Look real close. You will see it dripping all over my vehicle. Look at my head. Hallelujah. You don't see hair. You see the blood of Jesus flowing down my head. You stopped at the wrong car, baby. You better move on. You don't want this, what Jesus is about to put on you, if you try to mess with me, because you cannot stop me. You cannot block me, because I am covered. Oh, my God. Somebody better understand you're covered. You're covered. You're covered. You're covered. You're covered by the blood of Jesus. You're covered by the blood of Jesus. You're covered by the blood of Jesus. You're covered by Jesus' love. You're covered by Jesus' protection. Oh, my God. You're covered by Jesus' peace. Don't you know if you didn't have Jesus' peace, you'd be out your mind? You would be a basket case. You would be somewhere in an institution if you didn't have the peace of Jesus. You say you don't have peace? Well, you don't have Jesus. I got your answer. If you don't have peace, you don't have Jesus. Because when you have Jesus, you will have peace. I am a living testimony. When you have Jesus, you have peace. Hallelujah. When you have Jesus, you have joy. Unspeakable joy. That means when you're broke, when everything is going haywire in your life, you still have joy. You can still praise God. You can still confuse the enemy. You say, why is she praising her God and she broke? Why is she praising her God and she's about to lose her car? Why is she praising her God and she don't know where her child is? Why is she praising her God and they just laid her off? Oh, because you know. Jesus, have mercy. You know that Jesus is going to work it out. He always works it out. He always comes through. All you got to say is, Jesus, help me. It's easy. It's not a big thing. You don't have to know a book of scriptures. Hallelujah. You don't have to be articulate. You don't have to be educated. All you got to say is, Jesus, help me. I need help, Jesus. I need help, Jesus. Jesus, help me. Somebody better say that right now. You better understand you're going to face some things today. So you better say it right now. Jesus, I don't know what I'm about to walk into today, but help me, Jesus. Pave the way for me, Jesus. Go before me, Jesus. I don't know what I'm about to face. Oh, but Jesus, I know I need your help. I cannot still put my feet on the floor in my house without your help. I need you, Jesus. Help me. Help me get through this day. Help me get through this storm. Help me, Jesus. Help me know how to open my mouth and speak the right words so I won't say anything today that discredits you and my walk with you. Jesus, help me. Hallelujah. See, when you say that, you can't be stopped and you can't be blocked because you understand that you can't do it on your own. Oh, but greater is he. Hallelujah. That's what you need to call on, the great one. You need to call on the great one today. Some of you are going to have some meetings today. Oh, my God. You're going to have meetings with doctors and meetings with lawyers and meetings with judges. Hallelujah. And meetings with managers today. You need Jesus. Hallelujah. You need Jesus because the enemy is already telling you it's not going to work out for you. It's not going to work out for you. It's not going to be good news. He's already speaking that lie into your spirit, and you're about to accept it. Rebuke that lie for you right now. In the name of Jesus, you remind him, do you know what month this is? This is February 2015. This is my month, baby. I'm about to be blessed this month. Oh, you're not going to be able to stop me. You're not going to be able to block me. I will be victorious in the courtroom today. I will be victorious in my interview today. I will be victorious in front of the lawyer today, the judge today. I won't be intimidated about any face they put on. If you're looking at me mean, I'm going to smile at you because I want that demon inside of you to
things. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, those of us who love him and serve him, we'll probably go through more than those who don't even accept him sometimes. But let me tell you something, baby. Whatever you go through, God is there. God is there. God is there. Hallelujah. I said God is there. God is there, and he will have you in the middle of a penitentiary, hardly a prison, and not be touched. You better understand me. He will put you in the center and draw men and women unto you. Hallelujah. So you can draw them unto him. Hallelujah. Don't be fooled of what God can do. God is God. He is sovereign and holy. He can do anything he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and how he wants to do it. He doesn't need our permission to decide he wants to send us here and send us there. But all we have to know is that, Jesus, you're sending me, I know you're with me, and I'm okay. I'm all right. Long as you're with me, Jesus, I'm okay. I don't understand what you're doing. See, it's all right to tell the Father you don't understand what he's doing, but you trust him. Hallelujah. Oh, sometimes I can't trace your hand, Jesus, but I trust you. I know that you're still there. I might not feel you today, Jesus, but I trust you. I know that you're with me. You're not going to leave me. I believe, Jesus, that you're here. I don't feel you right now. I'm talking to you. I can't hear anything from you. You're smiling on me right now, Jesus, but I know that you're with me. You said in your word, and you're a God that cannot and will not lie. You said that you never leave me nor forsake me. So even though I don't feel you right now, you're not answering me back right now, I'm going to trust that when I step in this courtroom today, Jesus, that you sit right there next to the judge. Hallelujah. That when I look at him, I'll see you, Jesus. Oh, I will have joy because I know my God is there. Oh, when he hits the gavel, I know my Jesus is right there. When he pronounced whatever he's going to say, my Jesus has already fixed it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, help me. Somebody's being sued. Somebody's being sued right now. You're being sued for something that you didn't even have anything to do with, but your name is tied up in it. Oh, but the Spirit of the Lord says, don't worry about it, baby. Jesus has already worked it out. He is not going to let the enemy who try to set you up. Hallelujah. He's been after you a long time, and this is how he feels. He's finally got you. He's trying to take everything from you. Hallelujah. They're trying to take everything. Oh my God, bless the name of Jesus. But let me tell you one thing that you need to remember as you go to court today. Hallelujah. Everything you got, Jesus gave it to you. Everything you own, Jesus gave it to you. So when you have that mindset, you can understand that if they take it all, Jesus can replace it. Baby, will Jesus replace it? It'll be much more than before. You got to understand that if Jesus allows it to go, he's got bigger things in plan for you. That house you have right now, that's nothing compared to what he's about to give you, baby. That car you have right now is nothing compared to what he's about to put you in. Oh, my God. Almost through that stuff, that jewelry, that stuff, that ain't nothing compared to how Jesus can bless you. Boy, Jesus can bless you so quickly, so fast, your enemies will be swimming. They say, well, now, I just heard that he lost everything. But he's living here. He's living well. He's driving what? That's Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus will make them have a conversation about you, baby. Did he just now? Did you hear? Am I wrong? But did you just hear? Did he file bankruptcy? Oh, bless the name of somebody. Better hear me now. Oh, bankruptcy is just a word, baby. I said it's just a word. Hallelujah. When you hooked up with Jesus, that's just a word. That's just a term. Yeah, he filed it. Hallelujah. Oh, but he still has everything you have. Hallelujah, and more. Hallelujah, because that's how God works. Sometimes God has to take things from us to show us who he is, to show us how powerful he is, to show us his baby. That stuff you had, that's not even the level I was going to put you want. I've got a bigger level for you. I know you was all enjoying all of that stuff, but I got some else for you. That's old stuff. Let's discard that. Hallelujah. I'm finna build you up from the floor up. I'm finna show your enemies who I am. Hallelujah. They thought they really was going to break you. They were going to destroy you. Oh, but I'm going to build you up right in their face. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to be elevated right in your enemy's face. You got some folks around you that's so jealous. Oh, they so jealous they're blinded. I say they're so jealous they're blind. They cannot see because they keep looking at you. They're worried about you. You're always on their lips. They cannot move without worrying about you and what you got, what you're doing. Hallelujah. But Jesus is a boom. This is February. I keep telling you, this is February. Jesus is going to give them something else to talk about. But this time, this conversation is going to blow their mind. Because they will know that it came from Jesus, because they think they know your history. They think they know everything that's happening in your life right now. They think they know how you, oh my God, somebody better hear me. They think they know. They think they know that you're about to lose everything. They think they know. Oh, but you better sit back. Put your seat back on and watch God. God's going to take it all from you. I'm telling you, he's in the spirit realm. He's going to take it. Yeah, he's going to let it. He's going to let it go. He's going to let it go. But, baby, you bet it's going to be so fast, your hands going to spin. But he's going to bring it all back. Hallelujah. It's going to be so quick, you're going to be shocked. It's going to be right away. It won't be one of those delayed things, baby, because God has a message for your enemies. I said he has a message for them. They've been doing chitter-chatter. They've been doing a lot of chitter-chatter for a long time. Hallelujah. He brought the silence to chitter-chatter. Oh, my God. I say he is a chitter-chatter silencer. Oh, my God. Bless the name of Jesus. He's going to shut some mouths now. There won't be no more talk about you. You know what they're going to be saying? God loves that gal. He loves her. Oh, I said he loves her. You know, I was wondering about her. But I think he loves her. Because, boy, I know she lost everything. And now, baby, she's living better than me. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know how she did it. And the good news is somebody in the chitter-chatter circle is going to say, I don't know how she did it, but God has one that he's already got ready. Then they're going to say, I know how she did it. It's God. It was God, baby. She talks about him all the time. I didn't think she was really real. Oh, but I know she's hooked up with him, because could nobody do this for her but God? You better hear me, somebody. Hallelujah. Yeah. You keep talking about God when you're down and broke and out. Let somebody hear you still praising, baby. So when you get up, they won't be confused on who brought you up. And they'll realize that even when you were broke, you praised him. Even when things were bad, you praised him. Even when you were being treated and misused and backstabbed, you praised him. Hallelujah. And now this is your reward. See, God will reward you openly in front of all your enemies and naysayers. He will reward you openly. Some things God blesses you with, he blesses you with silently. Nobody know about it but you and God. But then sometimes God has to shut the mouths of folks who don't believe. And that's how he does it. He blesses you openly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited about your blessing for you. I'm excited about your blessing for you. I can't wait to hear your testimony. Woo! About how God's going to do marvelous things for you in February, how he's going to truly shut the enemy's mouth. They will not be able to speak about you again unless it's about Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to know that even though you could have done this and that, God can fix the mouths of your enemies, that won't anything come out of their mouth in reference to you anymore unless it has him in it? Woo! That's God. God can do it. He can change the conversation of folks. All that negative stuff that used to come out of their mouth, it can't come out of their mouth anymore, because they know that you're hooked up with the man above all men, the King of Kings. His name is Jesus. And when you're hooked up with Jesus, everybody has to shut up and be silent. Hallelujah, because there's nothing else to say. Our God has made everything obvious to everybody who has not believed. There is nothing else to say. And oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I continue this month to pray the favor over your lives out there listening today. I pray that God blesses you with everything that you've been hoping for this month. Some of you have been praying for something for a long time. I want you to put it in your spirit that it's about to break through this month. You're about to be blessed like never before. Oh, and don't walk looking behind you. Behind you is for a reason. Let it stay behind you. You need to look forward now, baby. Things are about to change. Don't keep dwelling on your past. Hey, that's why it's called past. It's past. It's over. Done with. Hallelujah. You want to look at your future. Look at your days ahead and watch God bless you. God bless you all. Ooh, with the love of Jesus. God bless you all with the love of Jesus. And be reminded each and every step that you take today. Oh, you can't stop me. You can't block me. This is my day, and I'm going to walk in it. Ooh, tune in with me tomorrow morning for another edition of Empowered Through Prayer tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. Central Time. We will be back on the air. And until then, don't let nothing stop you, and don't let nothing block you. This is your day. Walk in it. God bless you.
Of life sent down from glory, many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Pray, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
That's what we call you.
That's what we call.